Are you a dry beggar?
Are you, no.
I don't like the word dry.
I do not. Sounds dirty.
It does.
It's a dry.
Are you a dry beggar? Are you guilty of dry begging? Maybe your partner does it, or maybe both of you do it.
I used to do it as a teenager.
Alrighty. Just dry begging.
Some call it Levi loving. I've definitely done this. I even do this at work.
You dry beg at work?
I dry beg at work.
How dare.
Oh, some people call it sticky pants.
Yeah. I usually go in the bathroom.
When, just don't.
And when I don't think anyone, when everyone's left the building.
That's why the water's running.
That's it.
I'll tell you a story about that in a second. Oh. Dry begging is someone indirectly asks for something. There's a need there, mm-hmm. but they're not stating it clearly. For example, like instead of saying, I wish we spent more time together, mm-hmm. a dry beggar would say, oh, I guess we'll stay home along with the dog.
Oh, so like passive aggressive.
Mm. Yes. Oh, that is passive aggressive.
So you want something, you're almost, instead of just clearly stating it, the way you go about it is you're begging, you're dry begging.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying, obviously, that's a form of emotional manipulation. Which a lot of things people do, I don't think you do it on purpose, mm-hmm. but you're doing it because maybe you feel hurt and you just don't know how to communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate it because you're worried what they might say.
Well, so it's based out of fear, I guess, that or the fear of rejection.
Yeah, well, it is some of that for sure. It can weaponize emotion and empathy while also shifting responsibility in a situation.
Oh.
It is also probably making the outcome of what they have to deal with because of your actions in a subliminal way.
Yeah. I wonder why we dry beg to begin with. Is it because we are afraid of asking for what we want?
Yeah. I mean, with anything, it has so many different possible implications. Uh-huh. I guess it depends on you as a person. I think some people are, like you said, Katie, they're scared to say directly what they want mm-hmm. for fear of rejection. Mm-hmm. And then when it happens, they don't want to be like, I can't believe, like, I feel really hurt that mm-hmm. you don't want to spend time with me. They just say, guess I'll stay home alone. I mean, I definitely do that. But yeah. I also sympathy. Do sometimes mm-hmm. like a joking thing, but then also mm-hmm. do straight up, like, I feel hurt. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. And at work, I could see dry begging in the sense of, like, the rejection and then also the embarrassment. Like, if right. you're like, I want a raise.
Right.
And they're like, no. You're like, okay, you know.
That's a joke.
I guess I'll be on Cup of Noodles. For
that was all of it in one, wrapped into one.
Yeah, the way I negotiate here is like, I mean, I know most people like to pay their bills.
But.
I guess I don't need to. I don't need to pay my bills.
I don't really need heat.
I can read by candlelight. It's yeah. fine.
Who needs savings anyway? Kids go to college?
I'll just walk to work.
Yeah.
You know what? I need the exercise, okay? Yeah, I see. It's
for
funny.
Example, in the sexual relationship, romantic relationship, if one partner wants to have sexy time, instead of saying, hey, you know, they feel maybe feels rejected mm-hmm. if somebody doesn't want to.
I'll just do it myself.
You will say something like this, like Jason said, I'll just do it myself. Or, well, most people would be happy that their partner wants to have sexy time with them all the time and is attracted to them all the time.
Oh.
I've definitely said that in marriage.
Wow. It sounds angry.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're truly telling them that you want to be and showing them that there are other, like,
perspective.
Cause, yeah, because you know that thing, I don't know if Ben does this to you, Katie.
What's that?
But I do this to Carol sometimes. You walk by and they might like kind of be slightly bent over in the kitchen. You walk by and you're like,
100%. And I act like I'm like, oh, grow up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if the minute he stops doing that, I'm going to be like, what's the problem?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. See, that's the thing.
You know?
Well, yeah. All right. So sometimes Carol would be like, ugh, because I'm like, mm-hmm. and I don't know, because when I was going through my separation or whatever, all these weird algorithms came up about relationships. And there's this one couple, and they're religious, Jared. There's this one couple that says basically that's healthy to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like, of course. Carol,
it's healthy. So now I'm just like, what I didn't tell her is not so aggressively when it gets too up. If it's too hard, no good.
Sure.
If it's a medium, good.
Good. Yes.
Right.
I agree with that. Yeah. I do. Ben will get real handsy and I do. I pretend. I don't know why I pretend that it's like.
Why don't you give him a little laugh?
I do sometimes. I don't know, but it's, I do enjoy it and he knows that I enjoy it, but then I'll be playful about, oh, stop or not now or whatever. But if he didn't do that, I would think that there's something very wrong.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, I just had diarrhea 24 hours ago. Jeez.
I don't do that because, ew.
Yeah, no.
Ew. I think it is healthy. I mean, it's a sign of attraction. It's almost like, for men, instinct. All of a sudden, it's like slightly bent over, and it's like, damn, I can't walk by this without a little slap.
And it's not like it's a stranger. It's your partner. Yeah. You know, it'd be a little different if you're doing that, you know, in the hallway at work.
Right.
You will be arrested. I'm like, I just guess we don't have fun here anymore.
I guess not. That's guess we don't.
That's my famous line here. Sabrina, guess we don't joke anymore.
Sabrina's standing there. It's like, oh.
She bent over to pick up. She doesn't even work here anymore, just so you know.
I appreciate Jason using someone that doesn't work here anymore.
Yes, I did. I don't want to hear
he's got to go upstairs a little later, and it's going to get awkward if he didn't.
Yeah. You're like, hi, Martha, or whoever works here.
But Jared just went there.
Did you hear what Jason said? No, I'm saying if you use somebody who actually works here.
Oh, God, no.
I'm like, no, it's all just...
It's fun and games.
Guess we can't joke. they do say when it comes to dry begging, most people do it because they don't know how to ask for the things that they want.
Yeah.
And they feel uncomfortable. And they said how to deal with it is to be... Like if it's bothering, they said everyone will do it. If it's all the time, then it could become a problem.
Yeah, I think everybody must do it to some extent.
I think so.
And I think, Katie, what do you think about this? Like Jason gave that example, or I gave an example, and Jason was talking about it too, about like, you know, most people would be happy that their partner's so attracted to them.
Yeah.
Like, is it okay to kind of give a step back perspective? Like, because I think we get into our ruts.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes if I were to say something like that, I'm not doing it to manipulate. I'm just sharing like, hey, how nice is it to have someone that's really attractive?
And you're giving the person a compliment. You're like, saying
I'm so
how
attractive. Yeah.
And I will say this. I went on a deep dive with ChatGPT. And I was like, I can't help it. It's ridiculous.
You love it.
She's
going to
get pregnant.
She's going to get pregnant.
Yeah, you're going to
get pregnant.
I am 2 seconds away from buying the paid version, but it's so expensive.
It's $20. Oh,
I know.
Why?
Yeah.
If you're giving it for free, I was like, $4.99, maybe.
I almost bought it yesterday. I said $19.99. I'm like, I can't.
I think so many more people would buy the updated version if they just said $4.99. I'm like, $20 a month? Hell no. I'll wait 24 hours before I post another plant to see if it's going to die or not. I said, Carol, give me your phone. My parents are in town. Like, Dad, give me your phone. I just kept doing it. But I looked, what was I going to say now?
We're talking about, you're so attracted to you. You're giving a compliment.
You're talking about how hot ChatGPT is.
Yes.
So I went on an OCD dive about sexy time and all that. And I'm grateful that we are having lots and lots.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Lots and lots to the point
anytime
where
I bring it up, Katie goes, ugh!
Well, they were going through a time. Now it's rekindled.
Anyway,
hopping like rabbits.
When I was reading about all the different things, one of the things it says is use it or lose it.
Yeah.
And what that means, pay attention, Katie,
I do not have a problem in this area.
I know. But, okay. For women of the triad,
nice.
And some men, too. A lot of men, too. But men kind of make sure it's taken care of. They're basically saying your libido will permanently drop if you don't continue to lose it over the years. And 1% after 30, a lot of people say 1% after 30 every year is how their libido drops. However, you can prevent that by doing it often, believe it or not.
I can totally see that. I think
any muscle almost.
Yeah, anytime you go through a long period where you're not doing it, then you kind of forget how much fun it can be and how satisfying it can be. You know, I think you do forget that.
But
you don't do
permanent.
It just for procreation? Disgusting.
Not in my marriage.
But it can be permanent.
Uh-huh.
Permanent, meaning if you waited too long, a few years or 5 years and you're older, then even when you try to do it, it's not nearly.
Yeah.